Randy Gregory, Leo, University of Nebraska.
Back in the Ville. You were born here.
Born here. Not born and raised, born here though.
Born here though.
Yes, sir.
Football capital of the South.
Yes, sir.
At least that's what people around here seem to think.
Yes, sir.
Tell me what it's like to hit a quarterback running full speed.
It's a great feeling. Just the thought of hitting them and them not knowing you're there, probably the best feeling you can get, you know, as a defensive end or somebody that rushes the passer, kind of the same thing as a wide out with a touchdown.
So. It's a game-changing, you know, mentality, right? I mean, it used to be the quarterback was the guy who changed the game. Mm-hmm. Not now. Now it's guys like you who get the quarterback.
Yeah, with the game changing now, you know, there's a lot of passing going on in the league. You know, the team needs a quarterback, the team needs somebody that can block for him, and the team needs somebody that can get after him. So that's what I enjoy doing, that's what I hope I can do.
You just nailed it. It is the premier position on the defensive side. And there's a lot of interest in Jacksonville in guys like you because they haven't had one in a long time. So tell me, what do you bring to a team?
Me? I'm unique. I'm versatile. I can do a lot of things. You know, I think at the lead position, they really want you to rush the passer. But with me, I can do a number of different things. And, you know, I think my instincts as a player are way above average. You know, I think I see the game a little bit different than some of the other players. And I really try to incorporate that in my game. And I think that's one of the main reasons why I do well at what I do.
I read somewhere that you were a picky eater. What don't you like? Broccoli?
Believe it or not, I hate pasta and spaghetti.
Okay.
I cannot eat the only Italian I could probably eat is pizza. Other than that, I hate pasta and spaghetti.
So you were in Nebraska, so you're obviously a carnivore.
Oh, yeah.
You like a good piece of beef.
Oh, I love filet mignon, man. Bring it on.
Bring it? How about seafood? I mean, you can come to a place like Jacksonville, you better learn to like shrimp.
I like shrimp, like salmon, fish, tilapia, all of it. Love it.
Tell me about what you see in Gus Bradley's defense. Does this Leo spot fit Randy Gregory?
I think it does. I think it fits me better than anybody else in this draft. I think, you know, Coach Bradley feels the same way. And, you know, hopefully draft day, you know, it'll prove the same thing. But what I do know is that I'll come to this league and I'm going to ball, I'm going to play hard, and I'm going to make plays regardless of where I'm at. But it'd be nice to be at that Leo position doing that, too.
I'm going to tell you, you don't appear to be down on yourself for the report with the combine and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Tell me, you're not down, you're up, you're positive, clearly.
I'm positive.
What are you telling teams and what are they asking you right now?
Well, they're asking me all the right things. They're asking me all the things you expect them to ask me. But I think I have a real good plan laid out. I think, you know, when teams get in front of me, they really see me for who I am instead of what they see, you know, throughout the news. So right now, you know, a lot of people might call it damage control, but I'm being real optimistic with it. You know, I'm kind of looking at it as a blessing in disguise type deal, kind of like how I went to go to, you know, junior college before I went to Nebraska. So as long as I keep my head level and, you know, keep my spirits high, I think I'll be able to get through this, and I'm definitely planning on it.
Well, you know, I've asked a lot of the guys who come in here today, so what's your message? What are you selling to these guys? I don't need to ask you that. It's clear you're selling your energy, aren't you?
I think, you know, with teams, I try to be as transparent as possible. I'm real simple. What you see is what you get. So when I speak, it just is what it is. I can't really say much else after that because, like I said, you know, I'm pretty simple. What you see is what you get.